Hey, welcome back, students, and those of you who've listened to the show before. I'm glad you're still with me, especially after how Seely was screeching during half of the show last week. Let's see if he does better today. If this is the first time you're listening, thanks. I hope you'll be back. Just for the record, this week's show is a little shorter than usual. I am D.A. Arliss, welcoming you to episode 072 of the Guitar Technique Tutor podcast, recorded on April 23rd, 2012. My goal as a guitarist and instructor with decades of experience is to raise the quality of my students and all guitarists' playing level and understanding. So here I am doing my part to spread the excellence one guitarist at a time. You'll have to forgive me, I was just working with the audio track of this exact same intro and meaning to make one change, I deleted the track. And then I made another change before I realized the track was deleted, so I couldn't bring the recorded track back up. So this is the second take for me on this, and the first one didn't sound so bad. So anyway, so how was your week? Mine was okay. I wouldn't say it was great. We attended the memorial for our friend, dear friend, Dot, who died in January after succumbing to four kinds of cancer. It was a hard death, and the memorial was on her daughter's birthday, who died very, very young after many years of suffering with leukemia. I won't go into the details. It was a very mournful day. The people who arranged the memorial for the family didn't do a very good job. I will not name the funeral home, but they lacked attention to detail, and the result was a lot of totally unnecessary confusion, and it was unacceptable and inappropriate. I'm glad I didn't have to deal with them because it would have been quite unpleasant. That just added more stress to a sorrowful day. I have to say we were treated very well at the brownstone of the Real Housewives of New Jersey television show fame. The service was excellent and everyone loved the food. I'm the exception, but only because I prefer to eat really healthy and most of the buffet wasn't. Everybody else was purring and savoring everything they ate, so the food was terrific, and the service was absolutely top-notch. Unfortunately, we were not the only family and friends that were mourning a loss. There was also a funeral repast for a Paterson, New Jersey police officer at the same time. So that was the unpleasant focus of my week. Now I'm in E-Rex pre-surgical mode, so I am the keeper of the countdown list. You know that 10 days before surgery, do this, 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 and cease doing this. Well, we're on day 3 of the countdown as I record the show. As I mentioned last week, I may skip recording next week depending upon how much aftercare E-Rex needs. If he's fine and just having to take it easy when the weekend comes, I will do a show. If not, I will have to pass. And if I'm going to postpone episode 073, I will put up a tweet about that. And, you know, on Twitter, I am Guitar Technique. So you can watch for that. From what I have heard of our guitarist friend Michael's playing over the past 2 or 3 weeks, although we have not continued our discussion about the studies I gave him and for which I strongly suggested he use a metronome, I infer that he is, because previously he had an irrepressible tendency to speed up throughout a song, so the rest of the band members and singers were singing at one speed at the beginning of the song, which was this recommended or the speed at which all of them know the music, and by the end it was way accelerated, not the same speed, and even the drummer had to move his tempo up to keep along with Michael. So I've never addressed this with him, but I think his band members have made mention. I've noticed he has much more self-control or self-restraint or whatever it is. Good going, Michael. It's personal and musical maturity to embrace the advice of someone who might know a little bit more about some aspect of playing than you do and then actually implement their advice. You rock, dude. It was very delightful to hear. This week, I am saving electricity and being green. No students in the spotlight, so it's turned off. Most of my students did very well, but the student spotlight is for excellence over and above the usual good work I expect from them, and no one really was outstanding or more so than ordinary for this week. So, no spotlight. The question of the week is from Luis from Australia, who I mentioned last week. One of his questions is about someone of his experience and age learning to read music. It's a very good question. News is about a Les Paul movie night at the Mahwah Museum, the very same museum that has the Les Paul in Mahwah exhibit in its full robustness until the end of June. Don't miss the exhibit. It's absolutely fabulous. I mentioned it to my new student Tipton, who is a recent transplant from Chicagoland. I am sure he's going to go see the exhibit in the near future. He, as many, thought Les Paul was quote-unquote just a guitarist who had a signature guitar line. So I straightened him out on that a little bit, in a loving way, just informed him and broadened his scope of understanding about Les Paul. And the Take Note segment is about the long-awaited production called Thank You, Les. Yes, I know I did a Less is More podcast in September or October. Well, this one is going to have to be called Less is Still More, because he is one of those few topics that bears repeating, revisiting, mulling over in your mind, and so on. In the Less is More podcast, I think I stressed his inventions, innovations, and his contributions to all of 20th century culture by way of the music industry and his impact on life around the world in that respect. This show segments more properly deal with him as a musician. So we're going to dispense with the student spotlight this week and move right on over to this week's question of the week. I have to say, the first intro I recorded sounded a little bit better than this, but we're going to just keep it in the can and move along. So let's move along. Please stay with me, and we've got the question of the week coming up next. The question of the week is from Luis, a guitarist in Australia. We have exchanged a few emails, and it's clear that Luis has a passion for playing guitar. He's a busy adult man with a job and a family. He played by tab in his youth, and from what I understand, he put the guitar down for quite a while. You know how it goes. When real life sets in, a lot of pleasures we enjoy when we do not have too many responsibilities have to be set aside as we juggle all the things of adult life. Well, Luis has returned to playing, and he was wondering about learning to read music at this point. He's in his mid-40s, and I know tab players are extremely reluctant to come over to the light. I think there are two primary reasons, and I'm not suggesting that this is the case with Luis. It's just been a lifelong observation I've made. First, many tab players don't think their tab experience lacks anything. And when they don't think it lacks anything, they don't really see any point in learning to read and write and interpret standard music notation, because it doesn't give them anything in return for the time spent learning that skill. The second is that there's an ego issue. It goes something like this. I know I can use tab successfully. What if I try to learn to read music or read, write, and interpret standard music notation, and I can't get it, and fail miserably? Well, the obvious reply to this objection is that you haven't failed unless you give up. That's the first thing. I think the problem music notation presents does not lie in the difficulty level, because I teach very young children to read music, and I teach very old adults to read music, and they all succeed perfectly well. There's no special pool of people that my students come from that they just all magically have this ability to learn how to read and write and interpret music. Surely it's a given that every individual has a rate at which they process information and has particular internal wiring, which is why some people can play something on an instrument after hearing it only once and never had a lesson before, or why some people can create an exquisite painting without any artistic guidance of any sort. But in the case of perceived difficulty in learning to read music, and most particularly in Luis's case, I believe there's a perception by adults that it's complicated or hard. I also think that many individuals have had someone attempt to teach them in their earlier years, and the teacher was unskilled or lacking the appropriate understanding to convey what music notation really is themselves. I can tell you how I make the most fabulous quick tomato sauce in the universe, but I can't tell you the chemistry of why certain ingredients are in it the way a master chef can, relating to complementary or balancing spices and acidity and things like that. So I could show you, but your understanding would come if Mario Batali stood next to you and explained each ingredient's properties and what it contributes to the whole. Then you would understand many things about cooking, not just about tomato sauce. So Luis, and all those Luises of you out there, if you have a teacher that understands music and wants you to understand how to interpret written notation, you are going to do just fine. If you're like Luis in that you are bilingual, it's a no-brainer that you're going to succeed marvelously. The brain wiring that equips an individual to learn a foreign tongue and even to use a computer with great ease is the same part that one uses to learn and understand musical notation. It's totally linguistic. I've mentioned many times that playing an instrument is one of those valuable activities that requires crossing the midline. By that I mean that both sides of the brain need to engage. Anything that causes both sides of the brain to work is really, really, really good for you in countless ways. So Luis, a huge warehouse of understanding is awaiting you. Just open the door. If you are not a student of mine, like Luis is not a student of mine, but have a question you would like addressed on the show, please email me at guitartechnique@gmail.com. That's all spelled traditionally, guitartechnique@gmail.com. If I use your question on the air, I will be happy to send you a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick for your trouble. And in case you're wondering, yes, my tomato sauce is that good. Now, let's move along to this week's news. In the news this week is another Save the Date alert, and this time it's movie night at the museum. The Mahwah Museum presents Les Paul Movie Night on May 1st, 2012 at 7:30 p.m. at the museum, which is located at 201 Franklin Turnpike in Mahwah, New Jersey. Never before seen footage from a film made at Fat Tuesdays in New York will be shown, as well as many clips made by Les Paul and Mary Ford from their home in Mahwah. Les's son, Rusty Paul, and longtime engineer Tom Doyle will share stories about Les Paul as well. The event is part of the museum's year-long tribute to Les Paul, the legendary performer and inventor who lived in Mahwah for over 50 years prior to his death in 2009. The museum has unprecedented access to collections of instruments, artifacts, documents, music, and video archives, and I'm sure this showing will be simply delightful for all attendees. Les was a rascal of a character with a quick wit, great sense of humor, and titanic guitar chops. I wish the museum didn't always choose a Tuesday for these events. I have students, otherwise I wouldn't miss the opportunity. Now, I am sure they didn't choose Tuesday because of Fat Tuesdays. And for you people who are not near New York City or do not know the New York jazz scene, Fat Tuesdays is a club in New York. The two clubs that Les Paul played at in my lifetime, which seems like forever, or I should say not for my lifetime, in the years that I was a since I became a guitarist and was aware of the music scene in New York, which is what you're aware of when you grow up in northern New Jersey, it seems like forever that Les Paul was at either the Iridium, which is a jazz club, or Fat Tuesdays. Those were the places he worked. Literally every week you could hear him there since I was a child, but Les Paul was in his 90s when he died, so much of his career was behind him at that point, and he was just playing for the love of jazz and for the love of collaborating with his fellow musicians. Now, as far as movie night goes, admission is $5, and reservations are strongly suggested because space is limited. If you have been to the museum, you know it's not a gigantic space. Reservations can be made at mawamuseum.org or by calling their phone number, and I don't ordinarily give phone numbers on the show, but I'm going to give this one. It's 201-512-0099. So that's movie night, Tuesday, May 1st at the Mawa Museum, and it's called Les Paul Movie Night. And if there's a flu or something going around and all my Tuesday students are unavailable, I will definitely be there. Now, let's move along to this week's Take Note topic. Keeping with the less is still more theme of this podcast, my Take Note topic this week is an update on the Thank You Less documentary and album I've been mentioning from time to time on this show. Well, at long last, one can reserve a copy. Yay! That's almost as good news as if it were finally released. In the autumn, which was the first time I heard the buzz about this particular project, I overheard an estimated release date of, quote-unquote, the beginning of the year. Well, lest we not check our calendars, it's April. I've had my ear to the ground ever since, and I have to say, when I found an invitation to reserve a copy and join the mailing list that will be alerted when the release date is finally here, I was a happy camper. Just so you know, reserving here just means that you email that you're interested in purchasing. They don't ask for a credit card number, so you aren't ordering anything sight unseen or blindly. Knowing the people involved in this project, I have every intention of buying it, and I think they might be wanting to have a good idea of what a first production quantity or you know, an actual count of what they can expect to sell without way overestimating or way underestimating. That's my sense here. I don't have that on anybody's authority. It's just an assumption I'm making. The Timeless recording is co-produced by Les's longtime sideman Lou Palo, and I've mentioned Lou Palo plenty of times. I think I even spotlighted his, not spotlighted, but spoke about his recent signature Les Paul guitar release. Anyway, after close to 40 years of performing with Les, mostly weekly, Lou Palo has invited big-name talent in multiple genres to help him pay homage to his friend and mentor, preserving Les Paul's spirit through a collection of jazz and blues standard songs adored by Les himself. Through the filming process and interviews with the artists, you will learn about Les's later decades and why he enjoyed performing in a small New York City venue and what it was like to work alongside the infamous guitar legend. Thank You, Les, the documentary is a feature-length film highlighting distinctive recording sessions which pay tribute to the legendary Les Paul and his beloved music and styles. With star-studded lineup led by Lou Palo, the guitarist who was at Les's side performing for close to 40 years, we're cast into Les's inner circle through the songs Les loved, plus exclusive interviews and stories which provide the viewer insight into Les Paul's genius, industry impact, endless drive, and sense of humor as fondly shared by the hand-picked cast of musicians and friends. Bonus features include 6 complete music videos from the sessions, classic stories, plus never-before-seen footage of the master Les Paul himself. The featured artists I saw listed, and I'm sorry if I skip anybody, are Johnny A., Eddie Brigati, Blondie Chaplin, Melinda Doolittle, Tom Doyle, Noki Edwards, Jose Feliciano, Bob, I think you say his name, Leave, I'm not sure, Jay Lenhart, Billy F. Gibbons, Steve Miller, John Paris, Nikki Parrott, Bucky Pizzarelli, Arlen Roth, Lexi Roth, Keith Richards, Slash, and Frank Vignola, plus Lou Palo, with past and current members of Les's trio and friends, including Rio Clemente, John Coliani, Wilson Kembo Corneal, Vince Ector, Anton Figg, Steve Johns, and John Muzzy Nepondondo, and Paul Nowinski. Now, this is a totally unsolicited comment, but John Coliani, I should be able to say this, I'm a Pisan, John Coliani was the pianist at the tribute concert I attended in September. He is a monster pianist, if for no other reason. Even if you're not a Les Paul music fan, it's worth whatever they charge you to see and hear John Coliani play. He's just genius, just absolute genius. I'm not too partial. And I have to make a disclaimer here. I don't tend to like piano music too much. I had a bad experience with the piano as a child. So I really like strings. I don't care for piano, but I care for John Coliani's piano. And that wraps up this week's segments of episode 072. We're going to move over to the outro and wrap this baby up. Although we finally got some much-needed rain here in wildfire-hazard northern New Jersey, a few days of rain won't keep your guitar from drying out. Continue to check your hygrometer, and if you don't have a hygrometer, go to the hardware store and get one. If you have less than 40% humidity in the room in which you keep your guitar, humidify it. How could you forget the Les Paul and Mawa exhibit at the Mawa Museum in Mawa, New Jersey? It's totally impossible if you listen to this podcast. Make your plans now before the installation shrinks to something a fifth of the size it is now. I hope to be flipping the switch of the student spotlight on for episode 073. We'll see what happens. It's never too late to learn to read music notation. All the nuances of intent and understanding are locked inside it. The key is finding an instructor who will teach you to do it correctly. Les Paul Movie Night is Tuesday, May 1st. Reserve a spot now. Speaking of reservations, reserve your copy of Thank You Les, CD and documentary video. That will be released soon. The feature artist's homage to Les Paul will be almost as terrific as Les himself. Students and valued listeners, I want to thank you once again for your time and for joining me for episode 072 of the Guitar Technique Tutor Podcast. I hope you heard something thought-provoking, instructional, and/or entertaining. I will include links to anything I mentioned that you might like to explore further in the show notes. Don't forget that my website is guitartechniquetutor.com, all spelled traditionally, which is GuitarTechniqueTutor.com, and that you can reach me by email at guitartechnique@gmail.com. Please note there is no tutor in the email address. Don't hesitate to email me your question for the Question of the Week segment. If I use it, I will be delighted to send you a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick. You can follow me on Twitter, where I'm Guitar Technique. I'm not a tweeting maniac. I tweet to update anyone following me and retweet what I receive that I think is interesting. On my homepage and on the podcast page of my website, you'll find links to subscribe to the podcast in a variety of ways and or to subscribe to the show notes by email or a reader. If you're seeking expert, competent guitar instruction in the Bergen and Rockland County towns in which I teach, such as Airmont, Allendale, Fairlawn, Franklin Lakes, Glen Rock, Hawthorne, Hohokus, Hillburn, Mahwa, Midland Park, Montebello, Montvale, Oakland, Oradell, Paramus, Park Ridge, Ramsey, Ridgewood, River Edge, Saddle River, Suffern, Tallman, Teaneck, Upper Saddle River, Waldwick, Washington Township, Westwood, Woodcliff Lake, or Wyckoff, please contact me. For lesson inquiries, calling is best, and my number is on the website. And this is probably the last time I'm going to mention, my phone number changed over the past month, and if you wrote it down a long time ago from the website, go back and check it again. The correct number should end with 4141. If we can coordinate our schedules and you're a good candidate to learn to play the guitar, perhaps we can work together. Practice, have a great week, and until next time, which may be next week or the following week because of E-Rex's impending procedure, I'm your host, D.A. Arliss, doing my part to spread the excellence one guitarist at a time.